Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, I'll Get Back to You.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." "Then why am I shaking? Why is this so troubling? Is God's favor this tough?" "I don't know. Maybe I'll get back to you on this. I have a reputation here. Being a young girl with a baby, I am so confused." We don't know what career aspirations Mary had, except that in her culture, the woman did not have many options. Her main concern was probably for her future as a married woman. We are told that Mary was very young, very good, holy, and free from sin. So it is obvious that this moment was the moment God chose to pass a breath of the Holy Spirit over her and literally knock on her little wooden door and say, "It's time. Now we are going to get serious about your role in the kingdom." And after a few minutes, maybe an hour, what do we know? At any rate, then Mary proclaimed, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." She may have been still shaking, but nonetheless, she relied on grace and strength, for she was a child of God. And at that moment, she realized that nothing else mattered. So then the angel left her. She had to come down from the mountaintop all alone. No wonder she went to compare notes with Elizabeth. It was too overwhelming to be absorbed into one heart. The retreats offered these days have some of this awe in them, don't they? Encounter experiences, life-changing moments, tears, embraces, gifts of love, and deepening relationships. These are great. But the test comes when the weekend is over. The angel leaves, and the participants are left to rely on the God whom they have just heard from in an overwhelming way. This is good stuff. We need to be approached by an angel at least once in a lifetime. So with the help of God, we can stir up the reality of who we are, what we have to offer the people of God, and how the future will look if we commit and give a wholehearted yes. And who knows? Our little corner of the world will be better because of our response, even though we shake and wonder and feel confused. God knows what our response needs to be. Amen.